Welcome back to the Caravan from Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett. Steve Howell and the Mighty Men just released a brand new CD. It's called Yes, I Believe I Will. And Steve was kind enough to send me a copy for use on the Caravan. The CD features a tip of the hat to some classic blues and Americana tunes, keeping alive the tradition and preserving the beauty of these songs while also adding his own signature perspective to the music. I spoke with Steve back in October and invited him to bring his band on down for a studio session on the Caravan, and in a moment I'll sit down and talk with the group about this new CD. But first, let's take a track from the CD. This is Steve Howell and the Mighty Men with Future Blues from the CD Yes, I Believe I Will, heard right here on the Caravan.
Up on your mama's shelf.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men on the Caravan tonight with a track called Future Blues from the CD Yes, I Believe I Will. And I invited Steve and the band to sit down with me tonight in our Marion and Donald Weiss Performance Studios. We're going to talk a bit about this project and also play quite a few songs from the CD. So, guys, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start off. All of you guys hail from around the Shreveport area, is what I understand. But you're spread far and wide now, actually, mostly up in Little Rock. So let's go around the pike. Steve, you're living over in Texas right now, and you work in the oil industry.
Yeah, I'm playing music all the time, except when I'm working. And I live in Marshall. I've lived on both sides of the state line all my life, pretty much.
Okay, so... wandering vagabond. Make up which state.
Not a big area, but a lot of movement. Yes, right. That's right.
Okay. And on bass, we've got Jason Weinheimer. And Jason, did you grow up in Shreveport?
I did.
Okay. Whereabouts at? Give us your high school.
I went to Captain Shreve and to Cattle Magnet.
Okay.
Both.
So. And when did you decide to leave Shreveport for different waters?
Yeah, after high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you head up to Little Rock right away, or did you travel
to Arkansas? Yeah, but okay. I landed in Little Rock about 15 years ago.
What do you do there?
I have a recording studio and make records.
So you're producing records for local artists, regional artists?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever. Okay.
Yep.
So. And on the drums, we've got Dave Hoffpower.
That's right, Bill.
You were born and raised in Shreveport?
I was.
Okay, where about that?
I grew up in North Shreveport and around there.
And you're up in Little Rock now, too?
I am in Little Rock.
Okay, what do you do up there?
I'm a social worker in the VA system and a professor at UALR.
Okay. And on electric guitar, we have Chris Michaels. And Chris, were you born and raised around this area?
I was born in Hicksville, New York, but I spent my formative years within about a half mile of the studio. So it's great to be here.
So how did you end up in Louisiana and Arkansas?
Well, Bill, it's a long story, but my father was basically a traveling song and dance man and met my mother in Magnolia, Arkansas, and then eventually, we just kind of moved down to Shreveport. So,
and then you wandered up. Are you up in Arkansas now?
I am. I'm in Little Rock.
Okay. And what do you do up there?
I'm a lawyer.
And Steve, when did you go into the studio to start producing this album?
I guess it was actually probably last year about this time.
About a year ago,
when we started working on it and got it done in the spring.
So was the initial thing just working through the tunes that you wanted to play, doing the rehearsal, getting everything together?
Yeah, well, we've played together off and on for years and years and years. I think like 25 or 30 with me and Dave and Chris, and at least 20 with Jason. And he's got that sweet studio up there. And, I mean, we're always playing in different incarnations and everything. These guys I'm sitting here with probably playing five bands each, you know. But we've played together off and on all these years, and it just seemed like time to do some recording, and I had some songs I was interested in. So we got in there and just started all kind of pitching in on the arranging and really came together well. We're getting great reviews all over the country in Europe and Australia. Got one from Poland the other day thanking us for giving their people the blues.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it was really. I said, hey, anytime. Send me a ticket.
As if any former Soviet Union state needed a reason to sing
blues. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You guys feeling too good? Call me up. I'll come over and give you the blues, you know.
So how did you all come together? I mean, was this, where did the, the crossroads happen for each of you?
Well, Jason came into the fold, he's the youngster in the band. And I think the first time that Jason and Dave and I kind of started getting together, Jason was in high school and taking bass lessons from me.
True.
And then Dave and Jason and Arnold Kim started playing together. And so I thought Dave was crazy because those kids are just little kids.
And terrible.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that. But,
Come on, yeah. Come on, man. Get in here.
And about the same time, I was seeing you guys play together at the Revel as the Deadbeats.
That's right.
That's right. So, and different clubs around Shreveport.
Sure.
And Eureka Springs Blues Festival. I remember a weekend we had up there one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, just kind of, no wine before it's time, Bill,
Right.
Just sort of after a while, things just sort of come together and it gets to sounding good. You anticipate each other,
What do you guys want to start out playing with for us tonight?
Let's start out with one called I Had a Notion by Terry Garthwaite.
Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
believe I will. I had a notion, yes, I believe I will. Like to meet my gal up on Sugar Hill. Well, how about it? Yes, and she said, all right. How about it? Yes, and she said, all right. But she didn't show up where she said that she would be last night.
By Steve Howell and the Mighty Men, a tune called I Had a Notion, and we have Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studio tonight on the Caravan. How did you come upon that tune? Was that just something, you know, from an old record that you had heard, or had you, you know, picked up cover tunes from that and then kind of followed it back to the originator?
I've always been primarily an acoustic guitarist, and I like to play fingerstyle. Mm-hmm. And I spent some years in Wales, and while I was over there, I got on to a whole kind of acoustic finger-picking subculture over there in Great Britain and Europe. Traced it back to this country a little bit, and there was a record label in the early and mid-70s called Kicking Mule Records, and it was all acoustic finger-pickers, and it was guys playing ragtime, and I mean literally Scott Joplin kind of ragtime, very precise, all the way to Robert Johnson kind of stuff. And that's where I got onto that. That song right there came off of a record by Nick Katzman and Ruby Green.
From, I guess, the genesis? I mean, most of your music seems to center around the blues and sort of like the acoustic jazz stuff, and there's a little bit of country influences in there as well. And most of the stuff that you seem to like to play has a little bit of a patina of age on it. Is that something that you like to carry forward going back into the 20s and 30s and even pre-20th century music and making sure that that music continues to flower in new forms?
You know, great song's a great song no matter when it was written. As far as the aging of the music, I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm probably kind of resembling that remark, you know.
Well, but I have a patina on me, so you're in good company.
You know, I like them lonesome. I like some blues in them. If there's not some blues in the jazz I'm listening to, it sounds kind of dry to me, you know, yeah. And all of that kind of thing. I like that side of those other genres.
So we've got a brand new album out by Steve and the Mighty Men, and the album is called Yes, I Believe I Will. We're going to play quite a few tunes off of that tonight. But the next tune you guys have selected is called I Never Cried. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of this song?
Yeah, it was done. It was one of those race records from the 20s done by a guy named Blind Teddy Darby, who was an itinerant country blues guy. And we've been doing this a long time. This tune was actually on my first record.
Baby got on that train.
That was Steve Howell and the Mighty Men with a tune called I Never Cried, live in our studios tonight on The Caravan. And I wanted to, turn next to Chris Michaels, who is the guitar player for our band here tonight. You've got a couple of albums out of your own, and I wanted to talk about those a little bit. The CD is called Morning and Night, and you released that, back in 2009?
I think that's right, yeah.
And then another one called Hallowed Ground that was just released here in 2013. Is that correct?
We just got that out.
Okay, so talk a little bit about the music on those CDs for folks to go out and get.
From being a sideman forever and playing with some great songwriters, Jason being one of them, just always having tapes full of song ideas, and decided I was maybe, now that I'm getting in my mid-40s, this is the time to launch my solo career. And it's been great. Everybody's been big support on it, and it's been fun to do.
So from your bio information, I see a project in here called the Yellow Hope Project. Can you tell me what that project is and give us a little idea about that?
Well, I can. Actually, that's Arnold Kim, who was a Shreveport guy, who now lives on the West Coast, and it's his brainchild. And I played on the first record, played bass on it, and I played, I think, guitar a little bit on the second one. But Jason produced that, and Arnold's just a tremendous singer and songwriter and drummer and guitar player and just anything he wants to do. So that's his deal, and I'm really proud of him on that.
So we're going to go next to a song from the album called I Know You Writer. And Steve, could you tell us a little bit about the background of this song?
Yeah, sure. It's a traditional song, goes way back. This is one of what I think of as some of the real classic blues sentiments are expressed in the lyrics in this song. It was picked up in the 60s by bands like the Grateful Dead and Jesse Colin Young, and I think Dave Van Ronk did a version of this along with Hot Tuna and some other ones. I've been playing this one since I was about 25. So this is I Know You Writer.
Thank you.
I know you right, or you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know you right, or you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss your daddy from rolling in your arms. You're gonna miss your daddy from rolling in your arms.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men here on the Caravan tonight with a tune called I Know You Rider from the CD Yes, I Believe I Will. And we have Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studios here with us. Jason, you were the producer on this album. When you guys got together in the studio, was this mostly tracking sessions, or was this album just kind of done like we're doing right now in a live session?
It was cut very live. Steve would bring in some song ideas, and what I think makes this record successful is that he did a really good job of picking songs for this band. But the sound of the record is the personalities of the four guys who, you know, spent the time in the studio hashing out the songs that Steve would bring, and he chose songs that really kind of highlighted the strengths of everybody.
So, Steve, as you were trying to lay down, I mean, you've got a broad range of tunes on this, and one that really jumped out at me because I've got some old Doc Boggs recordings. And where did you come by this tune? I mean, how does Doc Boggs venture down to Texas and land in your lap?
Oh, probably just interest with where the music came from. I probably heard this song first by Doc Watson and then started trying to figure out who Doc Boggs was. And turns out he's this mythical creature from the late 20s in Kentucky. And did all these sides, but he was working in the coal mines down there in the late 20s. And supposedly this guy, he'd pull over to the side of the road in Kentucky, pull his banjo out and start playing. And in an hour, there'd be 150 people standing there. He's just one of the ones to me that really personifies that real pure, deep root, true vine, golden braid. You know, the old, you know, Robert Johnson, Doc Boggs, right. Bill Evans, Charlie Parker, Charlie Patton, Blind Lemon Jefferson. I don't see a lot of difference in those guys. I think they're all just operating at such a high level, you know.
What we're going to do now is that we're going to go to this tune from the CD. It's called Country Blues, a.k.a. Hustlin' Gamblers. It's a tune that they picked up from Doc Boggs, and this is Steve Howell and the Mighty Men and their rendition on the Caravan.
Drinking down her trouble. trouble at my door.
Music by Steve Howell and the Mighty Men, a tune called Country Blues, a.k.a. Hustling Gamblers. We've got Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studios tonight, and I wanted to go next to Dave Hoffpower, who is our drummer here tonight, and talk a little bit with you about where you, I guess, one, met up with these fellers, and a little bit about your musical background.
I met Steve when I was 19. I'd been playing around town and bar bands, and Bruce Flett taught me how to make money. So I was.
I mean, there's money in music?
Yeah, there was then in Shreveport. It was amazing. I had this gig waiting tables in the daytime, and I could play music four or five nights a week in Shreveport and have a pocket full of cash. So I met Steve and Jim Caskey, and we started out as a trio and then eventually added a bass player, a guy named Mark Roberts, who was a buddy of mine from high school who I'd played in another popular band in Shreveport. And then Chris came along. Chris and I were already playing together in a cover band. Chris came from a real different background musically than we did. That was an interesting transition, going from this cover band to playing with Steve and Jimmy, who had just this rich history of music and impeccable taste.
Now, you were in a band, interesting title, called the Psychobillies.
The Psychobillies, that's correct.
So, give us some idea of some of the bands that you've played in.
The Psychobillies was a band with Charlie Bush, a guy named Joe Alton playing guitar, and a bass player named Bill Humphreys. We were trying to do kind of this mix of psychedelic and rockabilly music. And then we started playing, I don't know what it was called, REM and DBs.
College music.
College music, correct.
Yeah.
To where the girls are.
Yeah, that's what we figured out pretty quickly. And and that evolved into this other band, Native Sons. Eventually, I moved on.
And somehow you wound up in a group called the Deadbeats?
The Deadbeats, yeah, with Steve and Jimmy and Chris.
Was that because you were all behind on your rent?
Actually, there's a lot of misunderstanding about that.
I am a Deadbeat.
we were actually all gainfully employed.
That was yeah, really no, that's
a,
right.
It was more of a tribute to the Beat Poets.
Right.
Ah, okay.
That's actually right. Exactly right. Yeah, which is interesting because you turned me on to Kerouac and Burroughs and all that stuff. And later on, Chris and I got to meet Allen Ginsberg. Yeah. At a party, and then further into the 90s, I got to meet Burroughs in Lawrence, Kansas while touring with a band from Little Rock. So, interesting
cool.
world.
If we could just get Charles Bukowski in there, we'd be all set.
Yeah, you know? Wow.
So you were corrupting their minds, Steve, is that it?
Yeah.
With these Beat Poets.
Not badly, you know. I mean.
Beat Poets and single malt whiskey.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll get you thinking.
Telling you.
And in what seems to be an ironic twist from that, the next song you guys want to do has a biblical reference to it called Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins from the book of Luke.
Right.
Okay. We know not the hour nor the time. This is came to me from Blind Willie Johnson, an itinerant preacher in the 20s and 30s in Texas, who's made some great, great songs. Don't stop your praying, for this old world is almost gone. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning, for this old world is almost gone. Sister,
on preaching, but don't stop preaching. Keep on preaching, for this old world is almost gone. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning, for this old world is almost gone.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studio tonight on the Caravan with a tune called Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning. And I was reading your liner notes, noticed the reference to the Underground Railroad in there. Do you have any history on how that tune might have been used?
Some Wikipedia stuff, you know. I mean, I think that just a natural parallel, you know, and that song definitely goes back that far.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, along with tunes like Follow the Drinking Gourd, you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what that was all about, you know, when the first quail cries.
Right.
Follow the Drinking Gourd, you know, and keeping your lamps, you know, using lamps as signals for the nighttime for folks traveling behind enemy lines, you know. Yeah, right.
So we've got time for a couple of more tunes on the Caravan tonight, and I thought we'd go with Devil's Side. Tell me a little bit about where this song comes from, Steve.
Well, we were talking about Nick Katzman earlier. He wrote this song. And I've actually communicated with him. I found an email address for him and emailed him and asked him, just said, you know, is it okay if I do your song, man? You know, and he said, sure, well, send it to me. I'd love to hear it, and I'd be happy for you to do it. And then he emailed me back, and he said, you know, I really like your rendition. He said, you know, what I was trying to do was write a Robert Johnson song. So that's what it kind of reminds me of, too, the persona of the devil in the lyrics and, you know, walking with the devil and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studios tonight on the Caravan.
Dreamed I was walking by the devil's side. Dreamed I was walking by the side. Dreamed I was walking by the devil's side. Devil passed me by. Say you got money, well, you best be sure. Say you got money, well, you best be sure. Say you got money, well, best be sure. Hard luck coming door to door. All around county, everywhere I go, high water's rising everywhere. Lord, it keeps on raining so. Good times you're having, they won't last long. Good times you're having now, they won't last long. Good times you're having now, they won't last long. Trouble coming on. All around the county, every place I go, high water's rising everywhere. Lord, it keeps on raining so. I'm leaving here, I'm almost gone. Leaving here and I'm almost gone. Leaving here, I'm almost gone. Like moonlight at the break of dawn.
By Steve Howell and the Mighty Men, live in our studios tonight with a tune called Devil's Side from their brand new album. It is called Yes, I Believe I Will, and it is available on Out of the Past Music. Is that your label there, Steve?
Out of the Past Music? Yes, it is. So yes, it is.
That is an indie label. I support indie music. I hope everybody else out there listening does as well.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah, you got one here. So what do you want to play next, Steve?
This is Walk On Boy. This is actually a Mel Tillis song from about 1960.
Okay, so actually a contemporary song by, you know, given that a lot of these are from like the teens and 20s and even further back. So this is a fairly
modern.
There you go. Take it away. This is Steve Howell and the Mighty Men here in our studio on the Caravan.
Well, I was born one morning, the rain a pouring down. And I heard my mammy say to my pappy, let's call him John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in the whole wide world to help you carry a load. Well, I left my mammy and pappy just about the age of 10. Got me a job working on the levee, toting water for the hard-working men. Walk on home. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in the whole wide world to help you carry on. Thank you. tell them I'm the boy that left his hammer smoking where he beat that old steam drill down. Walk on home. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in the whole wide world to help you carry your load. One day my pappy told me some advice I'd like to give to you. Son, find a good woman, be good to her. She's gonna be good to you. Walk on home. Walk on down the road. There ain't nobody in the whole wide world to help you carry your load. Walk on. Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men in our studio tonight with a track called Walk On Boy. Steve Howell and the Mighty Men are Steve Howell on guitar and vocals, Dave Hoffpower on drums, Chris Michaels on electric guitar, and Jason Weinheimer on bass in our studios tonight. And guys, I want to thank you for coming in and joining me tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
We really enjoyed it. And we're going to close out the Caravan, this edition of the Caravan, with one more track from Steve's CD. Again, the CD is called Yes, I Believe I Will. And we've got a tune called Wasted Mind to close out this set of the Caravan.
Standing round a beat up Chevy wants to sing like Eminem. Get away from your mom and them and get all tripping. I seen you standing in line at the five and dime with your baby mama and a son. And he ain't the only one who needs an oil field whooping. Wait. Smell like turpentine. You'll be doing time with no idea why. You got headers on your Honda. You should have saved the money for a carburetor overhaul. So your rusty bucket won't stall down at the courthouse. You're only 17 with a Detroit lean and a baby don't look like you. You might act a little stupid too, and there's that smart mouth. Wasted mind. You smell like turpentine. You'll be doing time with no idea why. On a first name basis at the police station where you spend a lot of lonely nights. Standing in the lineup lights, ma'am, are you sure that's him? They got books in school, but that ain't cool. They got paintings in the art museum, but you ain't never gonna see them, 'cause they don't serve light beer. Wasted mind. You smell sleep so late, getting pill and powder high. She gonna find herself another guy that'll make you listen. I seen you standing in line at the five and dime with a pack of smokes. It ain't no joke, it was 10 a.m. Wasted mind. You smell like dirt.
Steve Howell and the Mighty Men with a cut called Wasted Mind from their CD, Yes, I Believe I Will, on the Caravan. Once again, I'd like to thank Steve Howell and the band for joining me in our Marion and Donald Weiss Performance Studios tonight. And if you'd like a complete playlist for this program, as well as all the Caravan programs, you can find them on our website at redriverradio.org, where you can also hear this interview and performance segment again online. You are listening to The Caravan from Red River Radio, and we are your community-supported public broadcasting service of LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA Alexandria Pineville, KBSA El Dorado Magnolia, and KLDN Lufkin Nacogdoches. Stay tuned. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, is coming up next right here on Red River Radio.
There is only 1 hour left for Cyber Day. Your chance to make a pledge right now at redriverradio.org and support programming like The Caravan. Your pledge also covers the rest of Red River Radio's programming as well. Again, just 1 hour left to make a pledge and get entered to win a new Google Nexus tablet computer. That's redriverradio.org. Make a pledge now, redriverradio.org.
In 1964, the front lines of the civil rights movement was the Deep South. One side fought to register black voters, the other side fought for an old way of life. And one state had a powerful secret weapon. Dawn Porter on her documentary Spies of Mississippi, next time on Bob Edwards Weekend from PRI, Public Radio International.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday morning at 9 on Red River Radio's HD3.